Unbelievable.
How do you feel?
Exhausted.
But you had a good night.
Yes.
Did you expect to do so well?
No. I didn't expect it. I just don't expect that I finish around 7. But I was 15 minutes before 7.
You've run the 47 before?
No, this is the first time.
First time?
Yes.
And was it like you expected it to be?
As a matter of fact, I didn't expect anything. I just decided to run and see what's happening.
What kind of things happened to you over those 6 hours?
First, I had a lot of joy and happiness and speed. And then suddenly I have some problems. I was dealing with myself around 2 hours. And then after the 30th lap, it went through and it went up again very good.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Good girl.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I know it's one of the hardest things, I think. I'm just thinking about the run and grew, and my birthday's kind of somewhere in there. It's just funny when people remind me that I'm remembering it's my birthday, but when they do, it's a real delight, because then it gives me strength and it reminds me.
I mean, it's the ultimate gift you can give today to be here and do what you did.
Yeah, I had a very interesting race this year, but I must say, when I kind of realized that, you know, the first place wouldn't be there, it didn't mean, like, you know, it didn't mean so much. It was more like, I just felt Guru saying to me, you know, be cheerful, be happy, and if you can do that, then I'll be more proud of you. So that's where I was. I was just so grateful for that message. I just kind of like was trying my best. I felt like I gave 200% because my body was definitely very weak in the last 10 laps. But I just said to Guru, I'm so grateful to have your birthday. Let's run together and let's have a beautiful last 10 laps. And whatever happens, I'll cross that line and I'll just be absolutely cheerful. And I feel so grateful. Just to finish, it doesn't matter. So what you're hearing is Saul's tears.
But there's a joy too.
Oh yeah, I'm so grateful. This race is, we'll go down in history. It's remarkable. It's 47 miles. It's as hard as you can go. And you see, and I feel my brothers and sisters with me out here. Everyone's trying so hard. It's so amazing that you can see the different like cries and the challenges, but everyone is so relentlessly patient and self-giving. You know, they're remarkable. I'm so proud of everybody that does this race. It is not easy. It's harder than a marathon.
Yes, indeed. Polly, thank you.
Thank you.